All right. Tim doing motorcycle things, sometimes with motorcycle people. Haven't done this in a minute. Several reasons why. Today's March 1st. I think the last one I did was late November. Then I got busy, you know, holidays and stuff. Not like I got a real busy social life, but, you know, had the holidays. And then, damn it, if January 7th I didn't have a stroke. Maybe you can hear it in my voice. I don't know. My voice, they say, is getting a little better. But yeah, I stroked out at work. Haven't been on the bike very much, obviously. But a couple months without a podcast doesn't work if you're trying to keep a podcast going. So here I am. They got me to Grady Hospital fairly quick. Quick enough that they were able to do that TPA IV treatment. Supposed to lessen the effects of the stroke. I think it worked pretty good. I didn't really lose much physically. I'm weak as hell. But, you know, one side of my body did not just completely go like some people experience. Probably because I had that IV. I'm a little gimpy on my left side. Lost some of my motor skills with my hands. Not big movements, just like fine motor skills have kind of went away. Haven't really come back that much yet. My speech was pretty bad for a little while, but it's getting a little better. Sometimes, you know, I look like a window licker when I take a drink of water or something that'll run down the side of my face. My left side is still a little, left side of my mouth is still a little screw up. It's hard for me to dip snuff, but damn, I ain't gonna quit. It just doesn't feel right, doesn't sit right. but it's all coming back. So the stroke was January 7th. 2 weeks after the stroke, I got on the bike. Because I knew I had to get right back on it right away, or I might not ever. And that was sketchy as hell. I shouldn't have done it. I stalled her coming out of my street, and I sat there for 5 minutes trying to restart it by pressing the turn signal button instead of the starter button. And it took me like 5 minutes to figure out what was going on. I was getting mad. It's like, damn it, why won't this piece of shit start? And why does my turn signal keep coming on? And I finally figured it out. And then, you know, some of my turns, you know, I'm making these big, wide, sweeping, freaking turns. Don't know why that was going on. You know, only did like 5 or 6 miles and then decided to go back home. Then about a week ago, got back on her. Much, much better. Everything went well. And today I'm spending the whole day on the freaking bike. I'm sitting at a gas station outside of Jackson, Georgia. Just had a gas station cheeseburger for lunch. And gonna spend the day riding. You know, getting back on was a necessity. I mean, riding is what I do. You know, I've got some other issues going on. You know, I'm just freaking ate up with diabetes. I take like 5 shots a day, 2 different kinds of insulin, and I've got diabetic retinopathy, which affects my eyes. And my vision's not where I want it to be for 100% safe riding. It's better than it was a few weeks ago. I get injections in my eyes every month. I know that sounds weird to people that don't go through it, but every month I got to go in, get an injection in the eye, some chemical that supposedly, you know, lowers the pressure in my eyes. They haven't really been doing the job last handful of months. so the vision isn't great. But it's good enough that I can ride. You know, I lose stuff, you know, if it's more than like 50 yards in front of me. You know, if there's like a car up there, you know, I have a hard time telling what the hell is that car doing. Is it stopped? Is it going? You know, what's going on? How fast am I coming up on it? You know, that kind of stuff. And I can't read for shit without a magnifying glass, even if I'm wearing my reading glasses. But my smoking hot eye doctor at the VA is certain that she's going to be able to fix this when she finds the right chemical. We've been through like 4 or 5. None of them been great. This next one she's going to try is supposedly going to do the trick. So we'll see. But yeah, today I ride. Had plans to go ride with a buddy. Couldn't get a hold of him. So, you know, I just took off. Opposite direction, just outgoing. I know no destination in mind, but you know, they say it's not the destination, it's the journey. So I'll probably throw about 300 miles on her today, just cruising out in the wind, smiling like a jackass, eating briars the whole time, just because I love being on the bike. But the you know, anything physically, you know, if you go down, you know, and I've been down several times. Hell, I've been riding 30-something years. So, you know, you're bound to go down. If you go down or have some kind of physical shit going on, sometimes it's it's a little sketchy and a little hard to get back on the bike. But, you know, if you have something happen to you, if you go down, get hurt, my suggestion is do it. Do it quick. Don't let it sit there and spin around in your head that, well, you know, maybe my riding days are over. If you want to ride, get out there and ride. Make it happen. Don't be scared. I just like, you know, people that are into horses. I'm not anymore, but a lot of people are. You know, they say you got to get right back on and ride. And if you don't do it right away, you know, the more you let it spin around in your head, the harder it's going to be to get back on. And I find that to be pretty true. You know, the times I've gone down, you know, if you think about it too much, and especially now with the stroke, you know, for a while there, I was like, well, shit, I just ain't going to ride anymore. You know, it did cross my mind. And then I remembered, you know, who the hell I am and what I do. And, I made it happen. So, you know, there's people out there in wheelchairs that have bikes custom made so they can still ride. You know, veterans that have lost limbs, you know, they get a bike rigged up so they can still ride. I saw a dude on a super bike one day on a track. Well, I didn't see him personally, but in a video, you know, one arm, and he's out there stinking knees on the ground making it happen. So if you want to ride, if you're a rider and if you're listening to this, you probably are, or you're, you know, you just like hearing the sound of my voice and you listen to my podcast because I'm sexy as hell. You know, but if you're a rider, that's what you do, so you make it happen. You know, stroke, no stroke, limbs, no limbs. I'm not gonna stop riding. You know, the only thing that's gonna keep me off over is if the eyes just go away. You know, if I just lose my vision completely, that's gonna be a problem. You know, I probably will have a hard time riding, at least on my own, at that point. But you know, there's a cool ass video going around Facebook for a long time. You know, this blind man goes into a dealership with his wife and he's looking, you know, they're walking around and he gets on a bike and he picks it out, and so they buy it And, you know, then the video goes to him sitting on the bike, you know, in the wind. Turns out, you know, he's on a trailer and his wife's pulling the trailer around and he's sitting on a bike on a trailer. Now, maybe I got to do something like that if the eyes go away. But I guarantee you I'll be riding in some fashion for as long as I possibly can. Once it's in your blood, it's there. Like I said, I've been riding for, I don't know, 30-something years. I didn't do it too much as a teenager, you know. I mean, I liked them, but just didn't have them. Rode some dirt bikes just playing around, but I didn't get on my first street bike until I was 18. But now I'm 52, so do the math. I suck at math. DeKalb County Schools, so my math skills aren't great, but I think it's 30-ish years. Anyway, this one's short. This one's, you know, just wanted to get a podcast out there. It's been a little while. So, it's approaching 60 degrees. Beautiful day. There's a million bikes out on the road I passed on the way out here. It's a good day to ride. If your bike is sitting outside, get off your freaking phone and get on it. You know, your bike misses you. Ride it. Have a good day. I'll holler.